Meine Freundin ist weg und freut sich in der Südsee allein. Ja, mein Budget war klein. Na fein, herein, willkommen im Verein. Heute machen wir Leute fette Beute. Treffen sollte Leute und machen hätte Leute. Um Wunder und Trauern. Wow, schaut euch diese Frau an. Schande, dazu bist du imstande. Doch ist dein Herz allerliebster aus dem Lande. Und du hängst längst an der anderen.
Aber ich bin neu, dass ich meiner Freundin treu bin. Ich bin brav,
aber ich habe eben mein First. Ich darf doch nur im Schlaf, doch wie war ich schon immer scharf? Habt ihr den Blick gehabt, den sie mir durchs Zimmer warf? Oh mein Gott, was hat das tolle Sache? Das war eine Pretty Woman, das ist eine Pretty Woman.
Wenn ich dumme Nigga kicke, sie wie rumme Nigga kicke, meine check sie das. Du bist ein Schauber wie Plexiglas.
Oh mein Gott, sie kommt auf dich zu. Na, Kleiner, hast du Bock auf Schweinereien?
Ja, klar, immer.
Nein!
Ich habe einen Freund, ein guter,
sozusagen mein Bester.
Und ich habe das Problem, ich stehe auf seine Freundin, nicht auf seine Schwester.
Würde ich auf die Schwester stehen, ich hätte ich nicht das Problem, dass wir haben, wenn er und sie und nicht uns sehen.
Kommt sie in den Raum, wird mir schwindelig. Sag ich, sie will nichts von mir, dann schwindelig. Ich will sie, sie will mich, das weiß sie, das weiß ich.
Nur mein bester Freund, der weiß es nicht.
Und so wird in der Zwickmühle.
Und das ist auch der Grund, warum ich mich mein Schicksal gefickt fühle.
Warum hat es?
My fucking God. Please stop handing out that open BSD beer. Please stop handing out that open BSD beer.
Wenn man sieht, was mit mir passiert und was mit mir geschieht, ist der Schein. Engelchen und Teufel stehen auf meiner Schulter. Engel links, Teufel rechts. Rechts, nimm mir die Frau, sie will es doch auch. Kannst du mir erklären, wozu man gute Freunde braucht? Alter, will mich schicken, schneid Engel von den Linken. Weißt du nicht, dass sowas scheiße ist und Lügner schinken?
Ah, und so streichen sich die Beine mein Gewissen. Und
glaubt es glaubt oder nicht, ich bin nicht echt beschissen.
Wenn sich der Engel und der Teufel anschreien,
entscheide ich für mich. Ich ja, nein, ich mein, nein!
Soll ich es wirklich machen? Doch lass ich es lieber sein. Ja, oder?
Dankeschön.
So, Mann, ich will doch kein Solo machen.
Ich schätze, jetzt bin ich Hey Schiff, was hast du heute Abend vor?
Ich mach mir nur meinen Spruch fertig.
Pack meine sieben Sachen und dann werd ich mich zu meiner Freundin begeben.
Heute machen wir erneut und
fertig. Wir werden
brüchig. Und alternate Leute, warum dauert Trauern? Wow, schau dir diese Frau an.
Schande, dazu bist du imstande.
Kaum ist deine Herz allerliebste aus dem Lande. Und du hängst, denkst, längst an der andere.
Was soll ich denn heulen? Ihr wisst, dass ich meiner Freundin treu bin. Ich bin brav, aber ich trage.
Ich darf zwar nur im Schlaf, doch aus sie war ich schon immer scharf. Hat sie den Blick geahnt, den sie mir eben durchs Zimmer war.
Oh mein Gott, was hat er tolles Wort?
What a pretty woman,
das kriegst du dir genommen.
Wenn ich nicht um ein Blick schicke, sie wie rum in Ecke kicke. Man, ihr checkt sie das,
du bist durchschaubar wie Plexiglas.
Sie kommt auf dich zu.
Na Kleiner, hast du Bock auf Schweinerei?
Ja klar, nein, ich mein, ja, ja.
Soll ich's wirklich machen, oder lass ich's lieber sein?
Jein, jein.
Soll ich's wirklich machen oder lass ich's lieber sein?
Ich habe einen Freund,
ein guter,
sozusagen mein Bester. Und ich habe ein Problem, ich stehe auf seine Freundin,
nicht auf seine Schwester.
Würde ich auf die Schwester stehen, hätte ich nicht das Problem, das wir haben, wenn er sie und ich uns sehen. Kommt sie in den Raum, wird mir schwindelig. Sag ich, sie will nichts von mir, dann schwindelig. Ich will sie, sie will mich, das weiß sie, das weiß ich. Nur mein bester Freund, der weiß es nicht. Und somit sitzt sie sozusagen in der Zwickmühle. Und das ist auch der Grund, warum ich mich vom Schicksal gefickt fühle. Warum hat er die schönste Frau zu Frau?
Mit dem schönsten Körperbau.
Und ist sie schlau? Genau, ich steige an die Tränen in die Augen, wenn man sieht, was mit mir passiert und was mit mir geschieht. Es erscheinen Engelchen und Teufelchen auf meiner Schulter. Engel links, Teufel rechts.
Lecht, nimm dir die Frau, sie will es doch auch. Kannst du mir erklären, wozu man gute Freunde braucht? Halt, der will dich links,
schreit der Engel von der Linken.
Weißt du nicht, dass sowas scheiße ist und Lügner stinken?
Und so streiten sich die beiden um mein Gewissen. Und ob es glaubt oder nicht, mir geht es echt beschissen. Doch während sich der Teufel und der Engel anschreien, entscheide ich mich für ja, nein, ich mein, jein.
Wirklich machen oder lass ich's lieber sein?
Nein, nein, nein.
Soll ich's wirklich machen oder lass ich's lieber sein?
Mich schätzt, jetzt bin ich der Solist.
Gast in unserem Knabenchor.
Hey Schiff, was hast du heute Abend vor?
Ich mach hier nur noch meine Strophe fertig. Pack meine sieben Sachen und dann werde ich mich zu meiner Freundin begeben. Denn wenn man ehrlich gesteht, sind solche netten, ruhigen Abende eher spärlich gesehen.
Aha, dabei bist du eingeladen auf das Beste aller Feste auf der Gästeliste eingetragen.
Und wenn du nicht mitkommst, dann hast du echt was verpasst. Und wen wundert, das wird fast die Party des Jahrhunderts. Lust hätte ich eigentlich schon. Oh, es klingelt just das Telefon.
Und sie sagt, es wär schön, wenn du bei mir bleibst heute Nacht. Ich dachte, es wär abgemacht.
Wisst ihr, ich liebe diese Frau und deswegen komm ich von der Traufe in den Regen.
Na was ist nun, Schiffmeister, kommst du mit, du Kollegenschwein?
Ja, nein, ich mein, jein, jein.
Soll ich's wirklich machen oder lass ich's lieber sein?
Nicht die leiseste Ahnung, kennst das alles nur vom Hörensagen. Wir haben einiges in Planung, Wolf kannst du Gift nehmen oder Björn fragen. Denn ich rap um mein Leben, kannst da was Besseres geben als die drei Haros von eben, die das Niveau wiederheben, die Vorurteile widerlegen, bis der Knoten dann geplatzt ist. Ich hörte selten so etwas Beknacktes, Verwacktes, und komm mit mir bis in die Arktis. Wo wir dich hören, dass du im Krematorium Rabatt kriegst. Weil mein Part erlodert, deiner Klingtag vermodert. Wir haben mit Salz die Charts erobert, die glänzen wie frisch geboren. Heiliger Strohsack, das ist für manche starker Tobak. Komm mit Bildern wie Kodak und bin der Mann für jede Tonart. Wenn ich bei mir zu Hause in meiner Plattenkiste stöber, bastel ich für euch die Bombe und keinen lieblosen Scheiß. Viele Diddle haben euch jahrelang mit Rattengift geködert. Das kann euch nicht passieren, wenn ich zum Mikrofon greif. Trennt sich die Spreu jetzt vom Weizen. Mich freu euch zu reizen, ihr die Scheu hier zu geiten. Wir sind neu und die Kaffee
heu.
Er schlägt 13, denkst du dir bei meiner Hand dabei? Nimm meine Joints nur vom Feinsten, da spricht bei dir nur blanker Neid. Was wir heute produzieren, wird erst in Jahren gecheckt. Doch ich will keine Dankbarkeit, ich will Respekt. Keine Angst, dies ist nur die Zukunft, wenn ihr mich hört. Flash Müller baut ein Haus fürs neue Jahrtausend.
Wo sind meine Leute da draußen?
Katie Baby Flash baut fürs neue Jahrtausend.
Wo sind meine Leute da draußen?
Rektor Guns, Leuten, Kid für das neue Jahrtausend.
Gefahr!
Wo sind meine Leute da draußen?
Unsere Fans sind die Größten, die Schönsten, die Schlausten.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, yeah, jetzt bekommst du von Hip-Hop Schwiegersohn deine letzte Chance. Nix ist mehr wie gewohnt, überschätzte Schnons wurden ja eh nie geschont. Raps bei Excellent, Rektor Dunst ist am Mikrofon. Ich bin der Letzte, der geht, wenn alle anderen walken. Bin der Letzte, der spricht, wenn alle anderen talken. Manchmal macht mir diese Scheiße echt Sorgen. Viele Flaschen können den Hals nicht voll kriegen. Hier kommt endlich der Korb. Schönen guten Morgen an der Liebernhausen da draußen. Ich verteile erstmal ein paar gute Ratschläge in puncto Tüchtigkeit und Ordnung. Setz ich hier die Maßstäbe, weil ich tüchtig Gas gebe und ordentlich abstrede. Ey, wer bin ich, wir, wo bin ich hier?
Wann bin ich grad, wie bin ich hart?
Selbst Onkel Punkrock geht nach unserer Show am Stock. Drei kleine Scheißer laufen Amok mit dem Rambock. Hamburgs Hip-Hop-Dinosaurier, 92er Baujahr. Laden ein auf die tollere Party.
Oh yeah.
Wir machen schön ein auf dicke Hose wie Oliver Hardy und riskieren eine dicke Lippe wie Lolle Ferrari. Mäuschen, sag mal hip, hip, sag mal hop, hop. Sag mal fettes Brot, oh my God, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Sag mal, wie heißt dieses Showtalent im weißen Oberhemd? Für sie immer noch hervorragend.
Flash Müller baut ein Haus fürs neue Jahrtausend.
Wo sind meine Leute da draußen?
KB Baby Flash baut für das neue Jahrtausend.
Auf jeden Fall.
Wo sind meine Leute da draußen?
Rektor von Zeugen Kind für das neue Jahrtausend.
Wo sind meine Leute da draußen?
Unsere Fans sind die Größten, die Schönsten, die Schlausten.
Okay. Wo sind meine Leute da draußen?
Die Leute liegen auf der Lauer, denn sie finden unser Tape gut. Die anderen Bauern werden sauer wie eine Grapefruit. Denn sie wissen ganz genau, auf unserem Tanzboden klebt Blut. Ein fettes Brot geht immer an, wo es weh tut. Doch mach mal halb lang, Alter, ist doch noch kein Grund zum Schreien. Setzen einmal auf Schwein, die Muskeln an und Mundschutz rein. Und für den Fall, ein Mann, das ganze Land zu unser Platte nimmt.
Keines gut sein.
Das fettes Brot dir auf die Matte schicken. Denn du Spacken verstummst, wenn ich wie kein Zweiter abstyle. Mit Backen wie Mumps bei jeder weiteren Zeile. Das ist packende Kunst, an der weiter in Pfeile. Weil so alles begann und uns gibt's leider eine Weile. Also, Keule, denk nach über einen Neuanfang, weil selbst da vorne Ohren Feuer fangen bei unserem Schleudergang, so sieht es aus. Auch wenn du die Wahrheit nicht erkannst, bei uns ist jeder Laden voller, kriegst du schlapp von Platzangst. Überall lassen wir die Korken knallen, Kollegen. Der kein bewegt, nix so steht in allen Verträgen. Und damit niemand schubst, schwitzt, sonst sich alle bewegen. Müssen Clubs unsere Gigs in große Hallen verlegen. Denn wenn wir eine neue Platte aufnehmen, damit auftreten und aufdrehen, erlegen wir alle Ordens ungeahntes Aufsehen. Bei uns bleibt alles in Bewegung und wir ändern den Kurs. Nee, denn wir sind
sind immer noch durstig.
Hi, my name is Helge and you're listening to Sub Ether Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is VG Radio again after a little chaotic interruption. First I wanna say the URL where you can see the live stream from the Red Bar in the Art and Beauty Village, where the VG is performing. There's a video and audio live stream on the official XSurf cam server. The URL is rtsp://xsurf.camp.cccd/livestream.sdp. Now we have a guest coming right over from the bar. He is VJ Orange Light, and yes,
and he's not just drunk, he has actually been performing a whole visual set for their delight over there. So straight in, how's it feeling?
Hello. Oh, it's feeling great. yeah, it's correct. I've been actually right from the video mixer to the microphone in the studio, and you know my hands are still bloodying, so I got my hands on.
So, how would you define your visual style that you're performing?
I think I do a kind of sampling, you know. I got different sources. Maybe it's a tape video material from a DV camera, or it's sources from stuff from the net, or it's something else I found somewhere. And this I take and perform different things with it. I manipulate this video stuff or even pictures and put them together in a new context. So I think it's a kind of sampling that I do.
Okay, what kind of setup you're using for your VJing? What kind of hardware, what kind of software?
Well, it depends, you know, what I got with me. And actually, right now, I only got my iBook and a video mixer. So on the iBook, there is a special VJ software. It's called Rhythmic Circuit Fuse. And there I can perform video mixing between two layers that I got two sources that I can mix together and can apply different effects. And additionally, in the video mixer, I got the possibility to assign another bunch of effects or another bunch of time effects, so that I can manipulate the video according to the sound I hear.
Okay. Why are you using Rhythmic Circuit Fuse, and what is the strength of the software? What do you say?
One strength of the software is that I got all my kind of video and visual stuff right there. I can see all inputs.
Thumbnails, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I got thumbnails. Another strength is the software is very fast because I only got an iBook. So I don't get any performance from Velocity Engine, and therefore I use this software because it's very fast.
Okay, cool. You have a URL where people like can check the software out.
I would direct the people to the URL. It's called audiovisualizers.com.
Okay.
So I think it's the best source to get information about all the software, and actually you can order it there.
Yeah, I'm okay. Gonna chip here in.
Yeah, sure.
Chip in here even. VJCentral.com is an excellent website that's got all sorts of VJ related information, and amongst that are a load of software reviews, and RC Fuse is one of the reviews there, and it has the link to the homepage and a download link. So, and there you'll get to see all the other softwares that we may or may not mention during the course of this show. But can I just ask one question there? I mean, we've heard that you basically take found footage and you can affect that, you can manipulate it visually. But because you're using found footage, then it's in the public domain already, and people, they can already have a, for instance, if you sample a Disney film, then there are a lot of connotations that the Disney characters have. And so do you actually, in your mixes, do you use that as a kind of as an element to play with as well, that the interpretation more than the actual source of what it is?
No, it depends, you know. If I take a well-known source like a Disney movie or any other well-known source like a big movie from the screens, I got the effect that everybody only sees the direct movie or the source from that. And therefore, I like to use sources that are not so known, that are more unknown. And I try to use sources that are somehow connected to me in this moment.
So you're almost like a radio station in that you're kind of, you're sampling all the good stuff and you're funneling it out.
Yeah, somehow, yes.
You're a filter on the wider world for
the
people
in
that club.
Yeah, and the filter is my actual emotion. So
your aesthetic sense and
yeah.
Maybe I can chime in here and explain a little how we work. Usually, what we do, and I think it needs this some clarification out there to make it simple. We come there with like our setup, with our hardware and software setup, and we start rigging our stuff. And when it's finished rigging, we get assigned some DJ, or some of us play together with a certain DJ. Some of us have a different DJ every time. Some of us play with live musicians. And then we listen to the music and we try to feel the music and we try to choose, and most of us try to choose from this feeling what kind of clip we're gonna use. And the rest is mostly doing the software, the rhythmic, the second thing, one thing is like the feel and the other thing is the rhythm. And the rhythm is like mostly controlled by the software. We have audio analyzers in there who figure out certain tones and certain sounds, and you can trigger effects with this sounds. Some of us do it by hand. And that's basically a rough rundown of on how it works. So just to clarify it for the people out there. So Orange Light. How long have you been performing now? Is it are you new to the scene, or are you new to the whole thing, or is it are you working on it for a while already?
I actually do working on it for a while, but I don't do it constantly. So I have to say I'm pretty new to the scene, and you can learn a lot, and I'm still learning a lot. And that's...
Yeah, beyond the bleeding edge. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, this is Radio Sub Ether, broadcasting around the Chaos Communication Camp on 88.3, or even you can check out a audiovisual stream from another part of the camp where the VJs are rocking it out at rtsp://xserve, that's xserve.camp, that's kamp.ccc.de/livestream.sdp. So what we're going to be talking about now is a little bit of context, how we got here. And so we're going to go back over to Volk, who's going to talk about the Chaos Computer Club and VJing.
Yeah, I want to tell a little story of how we got here. I think it's a little interest to some people. 2 years ago, there was this beautiful project, Blinken Light, from the CCC. And I was seeing this on the Alexanderplatz in Berlin, and I was thinking that would make perfect loops for my VJ set. So I was sitting there in the cold winter nights of Berlin on the Alexanderplatz, and we're recording loops after loops from the Blinken Lights house. And I at home I made them little loops, so I prepare them to like between 3 and 6 second loops, and those loops I played at the Chaos Communication Congress the 17th, I think it was, and people from CCC came by and saw it. I was performing in the Hack Center in the middle from everyone, and people from CCC came by and they really loved what I did, what I was doing there, because I was showing the world the Blinken Lights house in a different way. I was enhancing the graphics and I was using them as masks between with other pictures, and so they asked me to come down for the second Blinken Lights installation, the Arcade installation in Paris, and the Sven from the GIMP project wrote a little converter to where I can put my live VJ sets onto the Blinken Lights house. It was a converter who converted the video into the Blinken Lights format. And I was shooting lots of footage there, and it was just brilliant. It was another kind of feeling to perform in this house as a screen. And a week after that, there was a big VJ conference in Leeds where all the whole VJ scene that is emerging right now came together, and I thought it would be a cool idea to get down there and show the Blinken Lights 2 installation and what it was about. And there I met a lot of cool VJs, and I met a lot of cool other groups who are performing, who are doing the same thing. And this VJ conference was called AVIT, A-V-E-I-T. And I think Toby can talk a little bit more about AVIT and the whole concept about AVIT and VJ Central.
Yeah, certainly. But just before just going on to that, one of the reasons that we're here in this kind of way is that the hacking community and the visuals community have got a, while we're doing different things, there's they seem to work in very similar ways, and so there's a website called VJ Central, which has about 3,000 members now, and pretty much every VJ in the world is subscribed to that, and it has a bulletin board, it has an open publishing system, and so it really is becoming a central meeting point where not only do you you talk shop and you get to learn things and learn off each other, but an actual community was really starting to form. And so sooner or later, we just got fed up of email addresses and avatars and all this, and somebody said, right, let's go to the bar, you know, next week, whatever, everybody who can come, and we'll sit across the table and we'll see each other. And this idea just snowballed and snowballed and snowballed until that point where I was able to ring Volk up and say, we've got this great thing happening up in Leeds, and with the Blinken Lights, you must come and show that. And it was all good. We had loads of talks like that. And so from that, we have had another conference in America. I went over to Chicago, and it was amazing that a completely different set of people had produced what had to be a completely different kind of festival, but it was still totally by the VJs, for the VJs. And at the end of it, there was the same spirit that you can do it yourself, you can craft the scene around you. And so that's partly, well, that's a lot of what the Chaos Computer Club is about, and that's a lot of what this scene is trying to do.
And that's the point where we were thinking, why not do it together and do the VJ conference here at the camp? And we had a little difficulty in the beginning, but now it really settled out to be a nice meeting point for some of the core VJs of Germany and some of the core VJs of the UK, and some VJs coming from Italy today who were performing at 12 o'clock and performing again at 12:30. And we were talking about, we were doing workshops, we were explaining things here, and I think the community is together and it really works out, and it's really sad that we are just a few. I think we continue with some music from Mo Green, who is our DJ tonight. mixing it up. He's like playing nice tunes and...
If you want to call us, you can take...
No, if you have any questions, you can call us at 5555.
That's 4555555 or 033-438-642-246. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Sub-Ezer, VJ Radio, and it's still Freight, Toby and Falk on the microphones. And it's 1:41 a.m., I want to say that between, and we are continuing to talk about why are we here, what is a VJ, we stopped at, and now it's our next point is like what software and what hardware are we using. And we are like three users here of one of the same program called VDMX, running on Macintosh only. And yes, maybe Fred, you want to start off telling something about VDMX, what is your feeling about it then?
Yeah, VDMX is the only VJ software I ever used. There's only one very small NATO player I used before, but that's everything. VDMX is a good combination of sound and media files in some ways. And when you get the beginning, then you get into a good working trip. Oh, here's some light blinking, very loud. Yeah, I enjoy working with VDMX, and I work on only 400 megahertz titanium powerbook, the first series. And it's running, yeah, not very fine, but it's okay for the most situations, I think.
Okay, and yeah, Toby, maybe you're like long-time user of VDMX now.
Yes, and too well known for it now. But the thing I'd say is that we're talking about the kind of the technical side behind what we do, and we've just jumped into one bit of software that this bit of software literally kind of recreates a whole rig of equipment, but it shrinks it all into the one container of the laptop. But there are most VJs start out, and certainly how the whole scene has evolved is through mixing with things like VHS decks and Vision mixers and lots of boxes that you wire into each other. And so so the kind of the revolutionary point that we're at, and kind of people like myself and Falk with VDMX and a PowerBook have been pioneering for a while now, is that you really can go round and just have the one laptop with a bit of software on it that can recreate anything that you would want to do to your image.
What a wonderful world, I think.
Well, exactly. And so with VDMX 3, we really have reached a certain kind of threshold that we've got our two decks, we've got our mixing console, we've got the real-time effects, we've got the audio analysis, we've got pretty much every little component you would want in the puzzle. And so now to kind of, I think, to go beyond VDMX, where it's going to have to start becoming a lot more personal to you, and not just a kind of a technological solution that's enforced on you. But that, I think, is going to come later. So VDMX is your kind of your whole rig shrunk into one.
Yeah, I want to say the web address of VDMX, if you want to check it out. It's www.vidvox.net. And yeah, I'm using VDMX as well. I started out with one laptop with VDMX. Now I use two laptops, two titanium laptops with VDMX and a video mixer in between, because I like more buttons and I need more buttons and I need to frickle around with like every single thing, and I want my clips available all the time, and I have like 800 clips loaded in all the time, so I have them at point click, and I love VDMX for this point and click and go approach. And you get used to the small knobs you have all over the place.
Yeah, we're gonna go on to the kind of the opposite side of the software spectrum to VDMX in a minute, but this is the feeling of VDMX is that when you look at the screen, you're in a flight deck of an aeroplane. You've kind of got that level of complexity, all these lots of little buttons and sliders and little things that you can assign from little other areas and subsections within subsections. But and so you've got this whole rig shrunk into one onto that laptop screen, but the opposite way to use your laptop is to use it to replace, for instance, your video player. And so you'll still have a mixer and many other things possibly, but you're just using a laptop to just to trigger clips, almost like a visual sampler.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
We have a little short commercial break. We don't?
No.
Okay, we don't have a commercial break.
Why should the Chaos Computer Club have commercials?
Because the pizza was like telling us if we get some pizza, but we don't get some pizza. Hardware and software. VDMX is a good example. It's so cutting edge and you need so many resources from your computers. It's like right now we are working at half resolution video. It's like 320 by 240 pixels because the computers are just not up to it yet. You can have like big computers carrying around for doing full resolution. Some PCs I heard do it, but for just going with a laptop and it's still not possible to do full resolution video. So
unless anybody in this camp wants to lend a hand, and
yeah,
I'm sure we can have some efficient programming now that we've got the basics sorted.
Yeah, if any programmers out there wanna help the VJs and do like little VJ application that runs actually on our hardware with full resolution, we would be extremely, extremely happy.
GIMP real time, maybe. Anyway.
And bugs, you know, and software and bugs, and I think the VJ programs that are programmed are for such small market, and mostly they are programmed by VJs who don't know much about programming and use visual guidance programming languages to program the software. Like VDMX is programmed in Max MSP, which is a MIDI real-time programming environment where you can like visually arrange your program and compile it on the way. But it's
node-based.
What?
Node-based, where you have objects and you patch, and you make a patch, you link them together.
Exactly. The software, because of this, the software gets slow really fast, and it's still really buggy because you have the Max MSP programming environment running beneath, and you have the VJ plugins for this programming environment running beneath, who are the drivers for OpenGL calls or for video calls, and it's still not really advanced because we're really in the beginning of the thing and feel like half through there in terms of stability and speed, and I personally have lots of problems, and it takes me much time to rather get used to my gear and frickle around with my gear to get it working the way I want it, and I think it takes another 2 years for myself to have like the perfect program, but we are on the way, we are very far on the way.
But for the moment, it's very nice to have the fingers in the machine and trying to get an output, and it's running and running, and then there's a failure, and you try to switch on one of these 1,000 buttons, and
yeah, and sometimes the failures are the cool things in your performance,
nice,
and they come up random and they screw up your picture, but sometimes they even look good, and it's a good idea behind to even show the errors.
It does get amusing when you have these programs that are done in the high level languages, so they won't totally crash, but just some small part of it will fail. And so if you're using a beta release, your whole mixer can literally be breaking down before you on the computer screen, and you've got fewer and fewer options. But it's just quite amusing. You'd think that would be a relic of the hardware days, but no, it stays with us in software. But I would say actually that that while software can crash and computers can crash, if you take it as a whole kind of holistic system, then I reckon my purely laptop setup is a lot more stable than any hardware rig, purely because I always have the right connectors and the right amount of wires, because I only need two. Whereas before I was always forgetting some little bit of a much bigger rig. And so while the rig broke down a lot less. Different ways of looking at it.
Yeah, and I think it's fun as well, because it's always an excitement to it, and you don't know if it's running, and you come to a gig and it's still, you know, something's going wrong with your software, it's going slow in the beginning or something, and then you start performing and you still continue to adjust things, and so your performance evolves. I think we go back to Mogrims with some more music. with some music, and then we have a new VJ guest here who is talking about the PC side of things, because right now you just heard about the Mac side of things. Okay.
most beautiful entity that I have ever dreamed of.
Hello, it's V2 Radio again, and we have another guest. This is Toby C6, and he just comes from the performance area. You might have watched him through the real-time stream. Toby is interesting because he is a PC user among us VJs, which are like the dying species.
I wouldn't go that far. There's a lot of good things about it. But we were talking that that VDMX very much, in almost that kind of Macintosh way, it is the whole extreme of kind of it. I know, I'm not going to finish that. But the triggering software, basically software that is very, very simple but very fast and can cope with high resolution footage, so you can mix it in as a source amongst other sources. That's the kind of the other end of the software spectrum, and that is much more like